Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
You won't see this in the score, but it was a game where momentum went back and forth, and the Blackhawks had the momentum last for a 2-1 win. Time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. For the second consecutive night, as Waterloo matched up against the Lincoln Stars, there was no scoring in the first period. Shots on goal about even, a very evenly played period. The Blackhawks went ahead not quite halfway through the second. Kleber carries it into the Hawks zone, almost put himself offside. Now Marcellus has it, but gave it up. The Hawks fire it the other way. Hong's going to get there to save icing in the right wing corner. Moves behind the Stars net, spun it in front. McLean shoots. He scores! Here come the Hawks! Two Blackhawks up the ice behind the Stars defense. Whitehead didn't want to risk coming out of the net, so Hong got to it. Went behind the goal. Reversed the puck back the same direction he had come from to McLean. Left one-on-one against Whitehead. And McLean fires it by. Here come the Hawks, a 1-0 lead at 8:18 of the second period. McLean's third of the season, assisted by James Hong and Jaden Kerr at 8:18 of the second period. Really, from that point on, though, it was all Stars in the second. A lot of momentum for Lincoln. They just could not capitalize. Had some second period power play opportunities, a couple of them, but could not cash in. And the game went to the intermission with the Blackhawks still holding on to a 1-0 lead. That changed early in the third, but not before Emmett Crotto made a terrific save on a breakaway by Brennan Ali. Jake McLean stops in the right wing corner. Back to Renzel at the line under pressure. Ali takes it away. Ali might have a breakaway. He's into the Blackhawks zone. Gets a shot away. Crotto the save! A fine stop a minute into the third period on Brennan Ali, who was denied around the same point yesterday on a penalty shot by Jack Spicer. This time turned aside in the course of play by Emmett Crotto, but the Stars would get the game level at 3-11. Lincoln persisted in the Blackhawks zone. Mason Marcellus eventually connecting with Tanner Ludke for a low shot that squeezed between Emmett Crotto's skates and across the goal line. Ludke from Marcellus at 3:11 of the third period, tying it up at 1. And after that, the Hawks had some power play opportunities but could not use those special teams chances to get back in front. They did ultimately generate some momentum, though, on the second of those power plays. And just about a minute or so after that second Hawks power play of the third period ended, Waterloo, putting the pressure on in the Stars zone, went back to the lead. Ludke won it, but now O'Connell swipes it. Then for Geary, moves in, he gives a head fake, now tries a stop attempt. It's free in the crease. The Stars somehow keep it out. A shot coming from Robertson. That stop. Now the Hawks score! It trickles across the goal line. Here come the Hawks. And in this case, it's Waterloo putting on the consistent pressure after the Stars had scored earlier in the period. Waterloo getting the goal to go back in front at 12:34 of the third period. Geary had a great chance, put it into the crease, couldn't get it to go. A shot by Robertson, puck free, and Geary got the last touch on it, just nudging it past Whitehead. Geary's second of the season. It was assisted by Ben Robertson and Gavin Lindberg. The point for Lindberg extends his point streak now to 7 consecutive games. And the Blackhawks with the lead. It was a nail-biter, though, the rest of the way. Lincoln with a very late power play in the final 3 minutes of regulation. They spent the latter part of that power play with an extra attacker on the ice. The net empty, and it was 6-on-4. They could not get an equalizer, and Waterloo held on for the 2-1 victory. Last night, special teams really factored into the outcome. The Hawks scoring shorthanded and on the power play. Lincoln getting a goal just after a power play ended. The Blackhawks very close to really 2 shorthanded goals on Friday, scoring shortly after a Lincoln power play had ended themselves. Tonight, no special team scoring. The Blackhawks 0 for 5, Lincoln 0 for 4. After Lincoln had outshot the Hawks 15-6 in the second period, Waterloo had a distinct shots edge in the third, 16-10. For the game, the Stars 31 shots on goal, the Blackhawks with 27. The win to Emmett Crotto, his second consecutive Saturday victory. He earned it. Crotto, 30 saves for Waterloo. The loss to Cameron Whitehead, stopping 25 of 27. That's our post-game scoring summary, presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Midwest Fasteners makes the piece you're missing, and you can find it at Ted's. Finish your project with the full line of nuts and bolts from Midwest Fasteners made in Michigan and available at Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can get help with your project. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. Coming into this game, the Blackhawks had scored 18 goals in the three previous games, and you had to go back several seasons to find the last time the Hawks had done that over a three-game span. Tonight, not that sort of offensive caliber, but two goals enough to keep the win streak going. The Blackhawks have now won six in a row for the first time since late December and early January of 2019 and 2020, and the Hawks on a roll headed to Thanksgiving against the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.